You've heard the phrase, the Dark Ages. A thousand years of ignorance and superstition. When the Catholic Church crushed learning, imposed shame, and sold salvation. A world afraid of reason, science, and progress. That story is repeated so often that most people never even question it. But it's a lie. The truth? The so-called Dark Ages saw real scientific discoveries, the seeds of modern technology, one of the most creative, intellectually alive, and spiritually ordered periods in Western history. And at the center of it all stood the Catholic Church. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are John Wagner, Spooky Mouse Uncovered, and Patrice. You can also like and follow us on Facebook and X. The links for both of those are also in the description. So who called this period the Dark Ages? Not the people living in it. The term was coined centuries later by Enlightenment thinkers who despised the Catholic Church and needed a villain to justify rejecting Christianity. They created a contrast. The Middle Ages equals darkness. The Enlightenment equals light. Simple, dramatic, completely false. Medieval Christians didn't see themselves as living in darkness. They believed they lived in a world illuminated by divine truth. And the historical record proves them right. The church preserved knowledge. When the Roman Empire fell, all ancient knowledge should have been lost. Europe should have collapsed into permanent chaos, but it didn't. Why? Because the Catholic Church stepped in. Monks copied manuscripts by hand, not only scripture, but also Aristotle, Plato, Cicero, Virgil, medical texts, scientific treaties. The Dark Ages were actually an age of preservation, a bridge between the ancient world and the modern one. Without the church, you wouldn't be able to read the classics today. They'd be gone. The church invented universities. The modern university system did not come from the Enlightenment. It was born from the Catholic Church during the Dark Ages. Universities like Paris, Bologna, Oxford, and Cambridge were founded as Catholic institutions. They taught theology, philosophy, law, medicine, mathematics. Scholasticism trained students to argue rigorously, logically, and honestly. Critical thinking, something today's education system considers suspect, was taught and encouraged. Faith and reason weren't enemies, they were partners. St. Thomas Aquinas didn't fear reason, he mastered it. The church founded modern science. The idea that the Catholic Church was anti-science is one of the biggest lies ever told. Modern science wouldn't exist without the Catholic Church. The church believed the universe was intelligible because it was created by a rational God. That belief made science possible. During the Middle Ages, the Catholic Church was the major patron of science. Funding scholars through monasteries and universities, it supported the work of Nicola Copernicus, Roger Bacon, Albert Magnus, Nicholas Steno, and yes, even Galileo. The so-called scientific revolution didn't come out of nowhere. It was built on medieval Catholic foundations. Dark Ages don't build cathedrals, yet medieval Christendom gave us Notre Dame, Chartres, Canterbury, and Cologne. Buildings that took centuries to complete, generation after generation working with painstaking, elaborate detail. People don't travel to Europe to see modern glass towers. They go to see the Catholic cathedrals. These weren't built for profit or power, but to lift the soul to God. The Catholic Church invented social welfare. The Catholic Church created hospitals, orphanages, universities, poor relief systems, and networks of charity. Care for the weak wasn't optional, it was a Christian duty. Unlike the ancient world, where the sick and poor were disposable, Christendom insisted on human dignity. This was a moral revolution. The Catholic Church gave us modern law. The modern legal system owes the Catholic Church everything. Canon law and the Inquisition became templates for due process and universal justice. I know, the Inquisition gets a bad rap. I'm not saying it was perfect, but neither are modern courts. The Inquisition introduced the revolutionary idea that a person has the right to due process. People who broke civil law would often blaspheme in court on purpose to get their case transferred to the Inquisition. Why? Because it was seen as more fair with better conditions. Canon law also reintroduced the Roman concept of universal law, a single set of laws governing everyone, not just local customs. So why does this lie persist? Because modernity needs the Middle Ages to be stupid in order to justify abandoning Christianity. If the church was anti-progress, then secular modernity must be advanced. But the truth is uncomfortable. The modern world didn't surpass Christendom, it rejected it. And in doing so, it lost something irreplaceable. The Middle Ages weren't perfect, but they weren't dark. They understood that truth exists, beauty matters, and that God is real. Perhaps the Dark Ages weren't in the past. Perhaps they're the very time we're living in. Until my next video, God bless.